And this is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the press screening of Saving Mr. Banks. Now, whilst the outside billboard was being prepared for the evening's premiere outside the Odeon Leicester Square, I was watching two completely different creative forces looking to strike an agreement on a well-loved children's classic. I'm talking about the author of Mary Poppins, P.L. Travers, and Walt Disney. Now, as Emma Thompson cheekily and quite frankly put it during the press conference later, it was great to play my cantankerous, prickly self, and it was such a relief to be rude. Now, though Emma Thompson was amusing in her answers at the press conference, by making light, she modestly underrates her wonderful talent for really getting beneath the surface of the character. And though she is right, she can play all those characteristics that she mentioned, it really was a deeper portrayal than that. And you really felt behind the controlled behaviour and less than polite interaction, she really was a vulnerable character who had built a wall around her heart. This being in stark contrast to the character of Walt Disney, played by Tom Hanks, with a real easy charm, which often belied a true tenacity and real vision. Now, the main motivation for both of these characters are revealed through the film as the backstory evolves, particularly for P.L. Travers through a series of flashback scenes, which feature Colin Farrell as her father and P.L. Travers as a young girl, played brilliantly by the young actress. And we also really feel for Ruth Wilson as the young Helen's mother, the little P.L. Travers. Poor A.A. Milne was just one of the typically witty and fantastic one-liners that Emma Thompson's P.L. Travers delivers on arriving in a Los Angeles hotel room as laid on by Walt Disney and being surrounded by cuddly toys, including a Winnie the Pooh toy. Now, the relationship between Emma Thompson's P.L. Travers and Paul Giamatti's affable, laid-back driver Ralph, who's supplied by the Walt Disney Company, really comes across so well in this film. As they learn more about each other and their circumstances, P.L. Travers warms to him, indeed enough to utter, "You're the first American I've ever really liked." Now, it's so good to hear from the press conference that writer Kelly Marcel really did do her historical research and interviewed certain protagonists, such as Dick Sherman. And she does a great job with the screenplay in bringing some excellent wit. And, of course, it's executed brilliantly by all the protagonists, not least Emma Thompson, Tom Hanks, and, of course, a real scene stealer, I have to say, Melanie Paxson as Dolly. Now, the difference in the buttoned-up British character of P.L. Travers and the outlandish and welcoming customs of the Disney Corporation offers much scope for acutely humorous observational comedy. I love the bringing in of the food during the meeting, and also the welcome committee of Dick and Robert Sherman and Don DeGrady, all played excellently by Jason Schwartzman, BJ Novak and Bradley Whitfield. And Emma Thompson said no one would want to see the hundreds of hours of which was possibly dull conversations in the rehearsal room between DeGrady, Travers and Dick and Robert Sherman. But the conflict, tension and humour were all captured in a selection of unforgettable scenes and classic one-liners. When Travers finds out, after being annoyed and infuriated by Bob Sherman, that he was shot, she simply replies, "I'm not surprised." As in all this film, it was really well directed by Joyce to simply be and emerge as the characters truthfully. This film has a lot of heart, humour and genuine moments of poignancy and just veers off sentiment and schmaltz. I loved how the unveiling of certain past history of P.L. Travers' character helped you wonder whether if in fact she was Mary Poppins and it was kind of based a little bit on her. But as we later find out, it was based on a number of factors, not least Aunt Ellie, as played with the usual commitment and energy by actress Rachel Griffith. It was good to feel as if you could settle back and know you were in capable hands, as not only was the direction assured, but the cast were all fully committed to the roles and the story, as indeed was reflective of the real task of getting the well-loved Mary Poppins onto the stage. And that was Suzanne Hunter's Arts and Entertainment review for the film Saving Mr. Banks. Brooklyn's Radio.